Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change. America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and I am Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Stephen Baldwin, en route to the studio. Mr. Trump kept him a little bit late tonight. I hope that's good news. Meaning that at some point in time when we find out what's going on in Celebrity Apprentice, I hope that it wasn't the fourth week or third week or whatever this is that he got axed. Anyway, he won't tell us a thing about it when he gets here because he's not allowed to. But he'll be in studio as soon as he can be. He's on his way. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you, though, in place of both of us for the course of whatever time it takes for Stephen to get here. And I know that Stephen had the same story on his mind that I had on mine. There's one thing that we want to talk about tonight. In fact, I'm just finishing the post on Facebook right now. 888-340-3373 if you would like to weigh in on this, because I want to hear from you on the question of the night without any hindrance at all. I want you to join us. I want you to jump into this discussion because I feel like it's an important one. This last week, we found out a lot more things about Benghazi. The attack on our ambassador, and not long after that, the attack on the annex. We found out that, for instance, the State Department and the White House Situation Room and the Pentagon all had live drone feeds coming to them from not one but two planes that were in the air above Benghazi as the attack was going on. We also learned that the attack encapsulated about 7 hours total of time. Should this attack, here's what I want to know. Should the attack and the way it was handled be a reason for what the American voters base their votes on? Because the president told a Denver reporter that the four deaths shouldn't have anything to do with the election. I'll play you that audio coming up. No. The deaths of four personnel, they shouldn't have anything to do with the election, said Barack Obama. Do you agree with him? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. From San Diego, California to New York City and everywhere in between, I want to know your thoughts on this tonight. We've got a lot of audio for you tonight because the president went on several different media outlets in the last couple of days. And as he was there, many people were hoping that he would be asked the question, a very important question, and the media should be asking it, which is, Mr. President, who gave the order for Dr. Susan Rice to go out and lie to the American people for 14 days after the terrorist attack on our consulate? Who gave that order? We don't need to know anything else about what they knew when, because we now know that they watched the attack take place in real time. We know that due to some great reporting from Jennifer Griffin of Fox News Channel, we know that they had email contact and internet connectivity the entire time the annex was under attack. We also know a lot more about the timeline of what happened. See, the ambassador and his lone security assistant, Mr. Smith, the ambassador and Mr. Smith were at the consulate, the mission, the home where he was at. It comes under fire. The annex is about a mile away, but Tyrone Woods and a couple of the other fellas that are there, former Navy SEALs, CIA ops at this time, hear what is going down, and they ask their higher-ups there on site, can we go help? And the higher-ups say, let's check with Washington. And they fire off the email, and they get the word back, stand down. Now, Tyrone Woods knew that the ambassador and his lone security assistant, Mr. Smith, just the two of them were all that was there. And they could hear the gunfire, the rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. They could hear the screaming and the bombs, and they could hear all of that rumble coming from that just a couple of blocks away. If you see the map, it's a mile driven, but it, you know, as the bird flies, it's probably just a few hundred yards. But they hear and they continue to hear, and they ask again after an hour goes by, can we go to help our fellow Americans? And they ask Washington. And Washington again says, stand down. Now again, Tyrone Woods doesn't know at the time that they're watching everything take place on the drones. Tyrone Woods doesn't know that his request is actually being monitored. He just knows that there's Americans in trouble and he needs to get there. He's a Navy SEAL. It's what they do. Navy SEALs run into the fight when everybody else is trying to get out. So finally, a third time comes to Tyrone Woods' heart where he says, I've got to do something. I have training for this. And he takes his small band. They go to the consulate. They evacuate and rescue a number of people that are there. But they can't find Ambassador Stevens. They do find Mr. Smith's body. They get him into their vehicle, and they take gunfire the entire road around back to the annex where they came from. Now, they're in some sort of armored SUV, so they were able to make it through. But it's a rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat of gunfire all the way home back to the annex. They get there about midnight. And then about 2 a.m., mortars and gunfire start coming onto the annex. And they've now asked for help several times, and every time the response has come back, no help will come. Now, what else did we learn this week? Well, we learned that some Delta Force were within range, quite a few of them. We learned that some F-18s and some F-16s were within range, each of them capable of carrying a payload that if you lit up the mortar position with some laser, that they could come in and drop an ordnance on that and blow that mortar to smithereens and take off again. So Tyrone Woods puts himself back up on top of one of the annex buildings, and as the gunfire is coming from surrounding locations now, he begins to scout out where is the mortar fire coming from, because the mortars are much more dangerous than just the machine guns. And he finds the location, and he lights them up like Las Vegas. He puts the laser right on them, and they are begging Washington, please send the planes. And the answer comes back again on a crystal clear internet connection that had no interruption, according to both sides, throughout the entire engagement. We will not be sending. A little after 4 a.m., after painting that mortar position, which exposed his position on top of the annex, Tyrone Woods takes a bullet and is killed. I'm sorry, he took mortar fire. The mortar fired back on the place where the laser was originating. Friend, we found all this out this week, and then we found out that the president's situation room, the Department of State, and the Pentagon, and the CIA all had feeds, were listening, and were watching as the 7 hours, well, most of them were, President Obama went to bed. What I'm really, really dying to know is, shouldn't this be part of the conversation of the election for the next 10 days? Isn't there an obligation by the press to raise this? Will you be making part of your decision on who you're going to vote for based on the handling of this? I'm really curious. If it matters or if it doesn't matter, either one, I want to know from you. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. The scandal that Benghazi has been revealed to be this week is not being heard on a lot of media outlets. That's why it's important for you to listen to shows like Baldwin McCullough. Because we're going to break this down for you. Now, when we come back, I've got audio tape. I've got the phone call of Tyrone Woods' father as he called into a talk radio show this week. We're going to let you hear some of the reaction of the administration in the aftermath of how all this took place. But the fact that our people got no help after asking three times. 888-340-3373. Coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News. But today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did and call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies. And beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at StuLynn.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance, and
until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
If you want to jump in on the discussion, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and glad to be with you every Saturday night. We're talking about the new information related to the Benghazi attack and what happened and why we still don't have an answer, even from the president, as to why Dr. Rice and Jay Carney went to the public and to the press, and for days, 14 days after the attack happened, continued to say it was the videotape, and now we learned this week that the White House Situation Room had a video feed of the drones. We found out this week from emails that they had requested help not once but three times and were told to stand down. We left our own flagging for help. And the reason that the Navy SEAL, Tyrone Woods, was so put out by this is because he knew that he had training for that particular situation and he could make a difference. But somebody back in D.C. said no. And quickly, the administration said, well, the CIA sources said no. By the way, out of Washington yesterday, CIA Director David Petraeus put out a statement saying, no one at any level in the CIA told anybody not to help those in need. Claims to the contrary are simply inaccurate. So Petraeus is saying, don't look at the CIA. We did not make the decision to tell them no. And what I'm assuming he means by that statement, if I'm reading between the lines, is that somebody else did say no. He's probably not allowed to say who. Anyway, do you hide your teeth when you smile? You know how it is. You just kind of smile and you don't really let them see. Are your teeth yellow and stained? Do you feel embarrassed by them? Have you thought, I'd really like to have white teeth, but, you know, those trays and the strips, they take forever and my teeth hurt for days afterwards? Well, I want you to know that our friend Dr. Martin Ginniger has developed a revolutionary tooth whitening system that lifts the stains off your teeth in less than 5 minutes. Here's how simple it is. Two swabs, 2 minutes each, two shades whiter. You use one that is actually a vegetable detergent. It actually gets on, and when you're using the swab, rubbing it against the tooth, it's actually scrubbing the tooth of the stain-causing material. And then the whitening swab is the follow-up. It makes the teeth white and bright. But 2 minutes on each one of those swabs, 5 minutes total, two shades whiter of teeth. Unlike normal bleach whiteners, power swabs also work on natural teeth, veneers, bonding, caps, and crowns. Why? Because of the detergent element. Bleach only masks stains. Detergents lift them out. So no more sitting at home with those painful whitening strips or trays in your mouth for 30 minutes twice a day. That's just ridiculous. Power swabs takes 5 minutes. Beautiful whiter teeth in a matter of minutes, and you can see it for yourself. 800-867-2176. That's 800-867-2176. Start showing off your teeth and smiling more. Try power swabs. Risk-free, that means they will guarantee you. There's a 45-day guarantee. 800-866-2176. 800-867-2176. 1-800-867-2176. Feel more confident when you talk with people because you have beautiful teeth. Power swabs. All right, let's go to line two. Woody's calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Woody, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi there.
Thanks for your call. I'm assuming that you were a little surprised by some of the details that came out this week.
Yeah, very much so. The day before yesterday, or perhaps it was yesterday, I'm a Navy SEAL team operator from the Vietnam era.
Okay.
And this is an outrage. There should be nothing else on the news whatsoever. John Bolton has the best take on this, that it was purely a political decision to not take this action against those Islamists. And I think everyone should call their media people. These cowards in the media are not going to bring this to the fore. And I think everyone should call their congressperson and tell them, this all we want. We want to get to the bottom of this right now, before the election. Get to the bottom of it right now.
Woody, let me ask you something. In the people that you speak with on a daily or weekly basis, is the betrayal in Benghazi, as I'm going to dub it now, is this something that you think some people will base their vote on?
Well, everyone should. Everyone absolutely should. If a person can vote for this administration at this point, with those questions unanswered, they have no moral fiber whatsoever.
Interesting observation. Well, Woody, thank you for your service to our country. We are grateful for it, and thank you for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 1-888-340-3373. It's a toll-free call. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. So who in the government did tell those in need in Benghazi to stand down and that help was not coming? Someone decided not to send in the Delta Force that were nearby. Someone decided not to send the F-16s and the F-18s. Someone made that call. If it was not the CIA director, David Petraeus, and he has issued a statement saying no one at any level in the CIA made that decision, I think that it goes up the chain of command. It sounds like what he's saying is it was above us. Would the Secretary of Defense, do you think the Secretary of Defense would make a decision like that on his own? Do you think Leon Panetta would say, we're not going to send in help and not consult the president? Does that even make reasonable, arguable sense? He's the secretary to the president for all matters on defense. Do you think he would order or not order military action without consulting the president? I don't think so. I think this had to be a presidential decision. And I think, and when we come back, I'm going to play for you one media reporter, a local reporter in Denver, who tried to get the question answered from the president. He asks him the question twice, and the president, I'll let you hear what he has to say. But this, the fact that the president hasn't answered the questions on who denied the backup necessary to save these people's lives, I think it is a question that needs to be asked and answered before the election. But I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. You can see us online at baldwinmccullough.com. And at the top of the next hour, we draw another name of the Baldwin McCullough Legions who will have a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip to come see us in early December for the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. We will draw the name the weekend before Thanksgiving, and then the winner will be with us the weekend of December 7th and 8th, I believe, is the weekend that we're going to plan for that. So if you have not yet registered, you can by sending us an email at holiday@x3media.net. Include your name, address, and phone number. Name, address, and phone number in an email to holiday@x3media.net for your chance to win an all-expense-paid trip to New York to see the greatest city on earth at Christmas time. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
.com.
Okay, this last week, President Obama was interviewed by a local reporter at a Denver television station. And, by the way, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us on this Saturday night. And here's how the reporter began the interview and attempted to get the president on record as it related to the mishandling of Benghazi. Take a listen.
With the news of the day. Were the Americans under attack at the consulate in Benghazi, Libya, denied requests for help during that attack? And is it fair to tell Americans that what happened is under investigation and we'll all find out after the election?
Well, the election has nothing to do with four brave Americans getting killed and us wanting to find out exactly what happened. These are folks who served under me that I had sent to some very dangerous places. Nobody wants to find out more what happened than I.
I'm not going
to
answer the question.
But we want to make sure that we get it right, particularly because I have made a commitment to the families impacted as well as the American people. We're going to bring those folks to justice. So we're going to gather all the facts,
go get them,
find out exactly what happened, and make sure that it doesn't happen again. But we're also going to make sure that we bring to justice those who carried out these attacks.
Were they denied requests for help during the attack?
Well, we are finding out exactly what happened.
In other words, I'm not going to answer the question. He was asked two times specifically. Were they denied a request for support? Were they denied requests? And both times, well, we're gonna find out exact. Mr. President, we now have the emails. They were made public this last week, with just the names of the different departments redacted. Your White House Situation Room got them. Your White House Situation Room was monitoring the drone video feed as the attack unfolded. Kudos to the Denver Reporter for trying twice to get him to answer the question, but friends, don't we deserve, forget whether or not it's an election year, don't we deserve an answer to the question? Let's go to line one. Buddy is in Walnut Cove, North Carolina. Buddy, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for bringing up the subject.
Sure thing.
And I believe that Congress needs to announce right now that they're drawing up impeachment papers on Barack Obama. You need to impeach him for the treasonous dereliction of duty with direct denials of support for our troops and ambassadors, thereby aiding the enemy in time of war, resulting in four deaths, whom Barack Obama betrayed as commander-in-chief. We the people cannot trust a liar, and that is what we have been given in this cover-up. Even in the second debate, he lied.
So, buddy, let me ask you a question. In terms of, like, governmental cover-ups, how do you rank this one? I mean, you got Nixon and you got Watergate, you got Reagan, Iran-Contra, you've got I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. You've got all these different ones. How would you rate this one in terms of modern history?
About 1,000 times worse than anybody before. This is like Benedict Arnold, and then just flooding us with lies.
Yeah.
Because four men are dead, and in time of war, you do everything to come to the aid of your fellow soldiers.
Well, and then it doesn't help the case to know that they had planes in within two-hour range, they had Delta Force within two-hour range, and that the battle lasted for more than 7 hours. That doesn't help things, does it?
No. And this stuff about, they're going to look into it. As commander-in-chief, you'd be right on top of it. Listen, I was in Vietnam, and we flew reconnaissance, and you had to be on top of everything to the very second. And for the commander-in-chief not to know exactly what's happening and the distress that an ambassador's in, and he's something like a four-star general. He's not just a commoner, an American citizen overseas. He's a high-ranking person. And to deny him this three times support, unforgivable.
Buddy, let me ask you a question because I think it's important. Obviously, people are saying, well, if you're not inclined to like the president otherwise, you know, you're going to jump on this and make a big deal out of it because it's politics. But there's something deeper here that I want you to speak to as a former service member. There is a principle of not leaving Americans stranded or leaving them behind. Is that not correct?
Oh, that's you're correct.
So if it turns out that by the weirdest coincidences of coincidences, that the president truly had no way of knowing any of the information that it seems almost impossible for him not to have known, is that incompetence any better than the direct dishonesty that most Americans now looking at this think that he's exhibited?
That kind of incompetence requires for anyone to be fired from their job. That would result in four deaths.
Yeah.
When you're in charge.
All right, buddy. I appreciate your call. Thank you. And I'm not just calling him Buddy because he's my pal. His name is actually Buddy from North Carolina. Just wanted to clarify that. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 in 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson.
Nationwide, Sunday night.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Biz.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Storm Central is where it's going to be a couple of days from now. We are preparing for the hurricane slash tropical storm, whatever it's going to be, by the time Sandy gets on board. But in the meantime, we're glad to be with you. I'm Kevin McCullough. That person right there is Stephen Baldwin.
Well, hello.
Welcome back to your studio. Mr. Trump kept you late tonight.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know,
Did he have to slap your wrist? Did you misbehave this week in the Trump Towers?
Well, something like that, sure. My wrist got slapped. I can't explain why, obviously. It wasn't for misbehaving. But, you know, when you do this thing, when you do Celebrity Apprentice,
yes,
you know, it's it starts all kind of nice and competitive, and you know, people are competing with each other and all that good stuff. And then when you get through to a certain point in the, I guess it's 13 episodes, which I guess we're about starting the fifth episode tomorrow.
Okay.
And it just, when you hit the 50-yard line of the whole experience, it's, you know.
Which you're not at yet.
Well, what I mean is just when you get halfway through the whole season,
right?
You know, the gloves start coming off. You know what I mean? And it just, Kevin, I can't tell you. It just, you know, tonight things went down, things happened.
We'll have some very interesting conversations in March. When
oh my
this
goodness!
Is airing.
It's, yeah, because you know, then I can like give you the details. But let's just say that things went down tonight, where. You know, stuff happened, and then you go to the boardroom, and
more stuff happened.
People get fired, and all that kind of stuff. And just this was a hootenanny of people just losing their minds. And it just.
I love it when Steven's not allowed to say anything, because that's pretty much what he talks about then.
Well, no, I'm
not saying anything.
Well, obviously, I can't give details about what's actually happening, but let's just say that.
It'll be fun.
I was
episode 4 will be a gas.
The boardroom activity went twice as long as normal because people just start going nuts in defense of themselves and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Pointing fingers at other people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, by the way. That's Stephen Baldwin. And, yes, he is filming Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars. It will be on NBC coming in March of 2013, so you want to set your DVRs for it. Even now, yes, even now, if you fast-forward your calendar all the way to 2013 in your DVR, you will see it. I don't know if that's true or not. I just want someone to go try it. Sit there, scroll through 24 hours a day of programming into March of 2013.
You're horrible.
To see if it's there. I know.
You're horrible.
I know. I would do great in the boardroom,
though.
This
is how you get when you don't sleep.
I would do great in the boardroom, though.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'd just pop people.
You got Omarosa's in the boardroom, so.
Yeah, she's nothing.
You know?
She's
yeah.
nothing.
No?
No.
Wow.
See, I've
good on you.
I've toughened you up for them. Over these last
absolutely.
4 years. Like, you're a different man in this game now.
No question.
Because you've had to deal with...
And I've been expressing
this mean guy.
I've been expressing those sentiments directly to Mr. Trump.
Omarosa, you're nothing.
Yeah.
Not compared to Kev. Anyway, hey, listen, is there an economic bomb about to go off? A lot of people say that there is. A financial volcano, sweep away your 401k, your IRA, your retirement plan. Did you know that if something really funky happens, like one of the European Union countries leaves the euro, that we could lose $800 billion in U.S. monetary assets? Did you know that your investments, particularly your retirement and your long-term stuff, could be wiped out with them? So where do you go? Who do you turn to? Who do you call to find trusted information about that coming scenario and how you should prepare for it? Thousands of people who listen to the Kevin McCullough Show and Baldwin McCullough Live have already discovered Kirk Elliott, Ph.D. Literally thousands of people have called Kirk. He is America's financial doctor, literally a Ph.D. in economics and world currencies. He's produced a compelling, moving, and truth-telling documentary titled The Fuse is Lit, and he's so concerned about your economic safety that he wants to give you a copy of this DVD for free. So call and get one. There's no obligation. It's 866-211-8986, 866-211-8986, or text FUSE, F-U-S-E, to 33938. That's F-U-S-E to 33938. We've been talking about the new developments from Benghazi that came late in the week. And if you were following me on Facebook, you noticed that I posted almost nonstop about this. The big headline rang out on Thursday, three times help requested and three times help denied. You had Jennifer Griffin, who is one of the, I mean, pound for pound, she's one of the toughest foreign desk correspondents for any news network in the world. She happens to work for Fox. And she was the one that got her hands on the emails that came out that had, we now know exactly who, in which departments, knew about Benghazi,
mm-hmm.
not a day later, not 24 hours afterwards, like as early as minutes into the attack.
Right.
The first request was denied at roughly like 35, 45 minutes into the attack, because that's when Tyrone Woods said, they're in trouble. Can mm-hmm. we go? And he was told to stand down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know by 2 hours into the attack, we discovered this week, that it was Ansar al-Sharia that took credit for it. That was in the emails. The administration knew that al-Qaeda was associated with the attack. They knew that it was pre-planned. They knew that our guys were asking for help. And what did we get from the administration? Well, our soldiers got, no help's coming. You know, suck it up. You're on your own. That's what they got. What did we get as the American people? Well, you know, we're going to arrest this this terrible filmmaker in California who put out this crummy YouTube video.
Hmm.
That's what we got. Even while they were standing over the caskets of the four men in the hangar at Andrews Air Force Base when their bodies were returned.
Well, see, what's going to go back and forth now is who's telling the truth, who isn't saying what's right, wrong, what's the information. Even the New York Times 2 days ago put out a whole thing. They reported it, saying Leon Panetta, you know, made the announcement that top military commanders felt very strongly that deploying American forces to defend against the fatal attack last month in the U.S., blah, 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 was too risky. I have more details about this that I want to share with you based on this New York Times report, but they were saying too risky, couldn't send the help.
Yeah, and then Panetta is saying everybody that is saying stuff about this now is
Monday
morning quarterbacking.
Right.
The problem is now we have the memos revealed,
right.
And now we know what they were able to see, including live drone feeds of the attack while it was underway. We're taking your calls. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host Danny Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
He made it! Yay!
Yay! I'm here.
I'm not mad at you this week because I honestly know that it was Donald Trump's fault. And when he wants us to promote his little funny little TV show next spring, I can just bully him with this. You, Mr. Trump, have to come on our show because you kept Stephen from coming to work on time.
That'll be fine because it'll be over by then.
That's right. No. You have the live. Isn't the final live?
Right.
Yeah.
So just wait till that's all done. just let me get through this. Let me get yourself into the final.
Let me see if Mr. Trump's going to say,
I'm hired or fired.
Yeah, no kidding.
We'll see. But our number is 888-340-3373. Very important number to call into the program right now. If you want to talk about Benghazi, 888-340-3373. Now, here's, continuing with that New York Times write-up from Thursday.
Right.
It says here, ultimately, the decision relayed from the military's joint staff in Washington was to get close, but not into Libya, the official said. There was a task force that was then deployed, and over the next 24 hours, blah, 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 blah. But I just, Kevin, you and I talked about this.
And that was the Delta Force, Task Force Delta.
Right.
And they were within 2 hours of being able to drop into the scene.
Which within the 7 or 8 hours absolutely may have saved lives.
And forget all of that. Ty Woods is on top of the annex painting the mortar location with a laser.
Explain that.
Okay, if we hold lasers, a little laser light, like a pointer, but there's a special one that the military uses. If you paint, it's called painting a target.
Or point it, right.
And it basically means you're just leaving that on the target.
Uh-huh.
Then our smart bombs and our planes.
Drones.
Can kill those suckers dead.
Right.
100% accurate right. every single time.
Right.
That's why we have laser-guided missiles.
Right.
So... And that's where he lost his life, was painting the...
Because then they could track him.
Well, yeah, after a period of time, they figured out that they were being painted, and then they shot a mortar back at him, and that's when he died.
Here's what's unbelievable. I don't like to tweet political stuff. I just don't like to, and I rarely do. I'll sometimes do some sarcastic, smarmy thing and, see if I get in trouble.
So I don't think this is political.
But
I
mostly like to do... my faith-based things, speak, whatever I want to say that is, my wanting to be a blessing as a Christian and share scripture and this, or charitable, this, that, the other. But I got to tell you, I sent out a tweet tonight, and this whole situation in Benghazi, Kevin, is so unbelievably disgusting. If what has actually happened here is what seemingly looks like it happened, then this president and this administration... let people die because an election is coming in 10 days.
All right. That's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're taking your calls at 888-340-3373.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.